Real College Podcast is presented by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K.
You're listening to Real College Podcast, and I'm your host, Alex Schumacher. If you're a longtime listener to Real College Podcast, then you know we love doing radio plays. From creepy Halloween stories to This American Life parodies, we have done radio plays of all shapes and sizes. But this radio play, the one you are about to hear, is easily the weirdest, most chaotic thing we have ever created here at Real College Podcast. It involves clowns, ghosts, a miming empire, and, well, a whole lot more. So prepare yourself, because this is the Real College Podcast Clown Radio Play.
Guys, you know what today is?
Yeah, it's your birthday.
And spring break, baby!
No, besides that.
No, what?
World Mime Day. Isn't that cool?
No. Mimes suck. And you know what doesn't suck, though? All those hot babes we're gonna meet up north.
They don't suck. Yo, hand me the axe cord. This is fire.
Marcel, what are you playing?
You guys haven't heard this one?
Dude, sounds like something my grandpa would listen to.
Hey, I'm just trying to get us in the mood.
I feel you, man.
Mood for what?
Fun. Longest person to go without talking wins a beer from me.
What the hell?
You already lost. Wouldn't make much of a move.
What was that?
Nothing. Come on, guys. Get your head in the game.
Oh, don't worry. I plan on winning. Wait.
Come on, let's just focus on all the hot babes we're going to see in Duluth. Spring break, baby!
All the girls in Duluth wear way too much makeup. I don't know if you'll like them.
Marcel, are you sure we're at the right place right now?
Yeah, I mean, this is the college. I mean, house.
Non-copywritten OS, where are we?
You are on the site of the Mercer Clown College, located approximately 60 miles from Duluth in the Ketico Wilderness. Formerly the largest clown college in the world, the Mercer Clown College has been deserted for the past 20 years. It was closed March 22, 1997, after rumors of a clown incident and misuse of funds. The site has sat empty to this day, due to its remote location and the total decimation of the former college buildings in the resulting fires.
Yo, crazy! Marcel, did you know this used to be a clown college?
Haha, what? No, I mean, maybe my dad mentioned once or twice after an unfulfilling night at the circus, but no, all new to me.
Well, I hope there aren't any crazy clowns around to scare off all the hot babes who'll be coming over tonight. Spring break!
Oh, there'll be hot babes. Well, here's the house.
Ah! Who is that?
Hello. I'm Mr. Marcel's butler, Jack.
Dude, I thought we were supposed to be alone. This old guy's gonna scare off all the babes.
Oh, ignore Jack.
Jack.
Whatever, he's basically part of the house. I mean, he's old and dusty. It's like he's not even here. Isn't that right, Jack?
Jack. And yes, Mr. Marcel.
See?
Whoa, guys, I'm getting some serious spiritual energy up in here, and I should know. I'm a spirituality and healing studies minor.
Goodness, I hope not angry spirits.
Not like angry per se, more like deeply tormented.
Yo, Marcel, who's the babe in that painting?
That's a clown, Steven.
That's my grandfather, Marcel Marcel Sr. And he was a mime, not some kind of filthy clown.
Yo, no homo, but he's a cutie.
Hey, isn't Marcel Marcel your name?
Yes, it's a family name. I'm Marcel Marcel III. My father is Marcel Marcel Jr. We come from a long line of mimes.
Bro, does that mean you're also a clown asking for a friend? No homo.
What?
Don't be an idiot, Steven. Weren't you listening? If I was anything, I'd be a mime. I'm not, of course, but I would be. Either that or a dentist.
Man, I'm getting, like, really tiring vibes right now.
Jacques, why don't you take them to their room?
Follow me.
Whoa, this hallway's creepy. Marcel, my man, this house is the sh**. All those pics of total babes in my room, didn't know your family was a babe factory. You got any sisters?
That's funny. Me and Elena's room just had a bunch of pictures of clowns.
Did anyone else feel anything off in their rooms? I felt such a strange energy.
Yeah, I've been feeling so, like, you know, hungry.
Like, creeped out?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I went up to hang up my ROTC uniform because, you know, you've got to be prepared, and the closet was filled with clown suits.
I thought the pictures kept changing, or it seemed like I kept noticing new ones. And then when Travis was trying to get his tri-corner cap...
Yeah, so my ROTC cap that I keep on me because, you know, you've got to be prepared, got bent out of shape in transit, and I put it on and was looking in the mirror to fix it, but my reflection didn't show in the mirror.
Yeah, and he thought I was in the room. He thought I had my back turned to him, but I was already out of the room when he was looking in the mirror.
Weird. I also had a super creepy experience. I was trying to connect to the internet to play Fortnite, and the only Wi-Fi network in this area is called Mime or Die. Don't know what that means, but I couldn't figure out the password.
Yeah, I mean, just like totally negative vibes. I was just like rearranging the furniture in the room to like improve the feng shui. When I saw like a clown holding a knife, it really made me just feel like unwelcome in this space.
Well, everyone, how about some charades? Remember, no talking. Silent as a mime.
But Marcel, you are definitely supposed to talk in charades, as long as you aren't the person actually doing it. How else would you play the game?
Ha! Didn't I say? Silent as a mime? It's a family tradition called mime charades. It adds difficulty and nuance to an otherwise asinine and clownish game. We always play it on the first night at the cabin. A kind of summoning, if you will.
Alright, sounds sick, bro. Time to summon those babes. I'm in.
I'm not. You still haven't explained how it actually works.
It's easy. When you think you know the answer, you just tap it out in Morse code.
Bruh, what?
Oh man, now is the time. I finally get to use my Morse 1101 training. I'm going to rule this game. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. I think I'll just sit this one out.
Sucks to be you. I call being on the team with the babe over there.
You mean Jacques?
Maybe.
But Jacques is over here.
Guess I'm just so babe-deprived, I'm seeing them everywhere.
No, I saw something too. It almost looked like a...
I win! I've been miming this whole time and you haven't guessed it.
What? All you've been doing is sticking your tongue out and making sawing motions.
Yeah, like for a mime, because they can't talk.
What was that? Oh, sick. Looks like Marcel finally brought in the babes. Nobody there. Oh, I see. Playing hard to get. That just makes it even hotter. Oh boy, I hope no hot babes surprise me while I walk down this creepy hallway. Huh? The lights just went out. You like it in the dark, huh? Why do all the babes run away? I guess you're in the basement? Marcel said not to go down there, but a babe's a babe, am I right? All right, honey, here I come. Playing hard to get? Where'd you go? Hey, babe, I'm glad to see you here. No reason to get worked up. Oh, you wrote me something on the wall? Run far away from here and never come back? Marcel is not your friend? Hey, babe, there's no need to worry about Marcel. He's not going to get between you and me, you know? Hey, where are you going? You go back upstairs? Oh, Marcel, I see you finally brought the babes. Hell yeah, my man, high five.
Yeah, which babe did you see, Steven?
Oh, I don't know. It's not as if we really got a chance to talk, if you know what I mean.
What did she look like, Steven?
Big hair, big shoes, cute honking nose, total babe Marcel.
Oh god, Father will be so angry.
What was that?
My dad would be so pissed if you found out about the babes. Just keep it to yourself, Steven, all right?
Hey everyone, I found some babes, and one of them left me a cute little note. Looks like the basement is a babe central, huh? Come on, let's go check it out. Get a little party going. I'm bringing down beers for us if you all want to come. Let's get litty.
I don't know if my dad would really want us to go down there.
Come on, Marcel, don't be a spoil sport.
Yeah, let's check it out. I'm hating the vibes up here. Wow, I didn't think it was possible, but the vibe just got even worse.
Steven, I don't see anything. It's literally just a basement.
Right, guys, this is what I was trying to tell you. There's nothing here. Let's just get back upstairs, have some fun, play some charades, yeah?
Wait, there's something here.
Who's that?
Babe, you're back.
Isn't that Jacques?
Yes, it is I. I was simply cleaning up a little mess down here. Everything is in order now. Nothing to fear, Marcel.
Wow. Bae's note is gone. Guess she wanted to keep it, like, exclusive. It's all right. I'm not sure I'm ready for that kind of commitment.
Well, children, upstairs, please. Leave me to my work.
Of course, Jacques. We wouldn't want to bother you.
Jack.
What was that, Jacques?
Nothing, young master.
It best be. All right, everyone, let's take it upstairs. Heading out. Anyone want anything?
Yeah, if you want to get some turnips and parsnips, per se.
Nothing for me. Thanks, Marcel.
If you see any 9mm cartridges, please. My ammo store is woefully low. I swear I brought more. It's like they keep disappearing or something.
I don't know, like some burgers and something to drink. I'll Venmo you for whatever. Just let me know.
All right, be back later. Just stay on the main level, all right? Only the main rooms are heated and I would hate for you to be cold.
Guys, as you know, I have been getting some seriously negative feels here. I think we need to do a seance and figure out what's actually going on.
Yes, Oak, let's do it.
All right, Elena, Travis, Steven, join hands with me. Close your eyes. Spirits of the past, move among us. Be guided by the light of this world and visit upon us. Beloved clowns, we bring you gifts from life into death. Be guided by the light of this world and visit upon us. Spirits of the past, move among us. Be guided by the light of this world and visit upon us. Beloved clowns, we bring you gifts of life into death. Be guided by the light of this world and visit upon us. Spirits, you are welcome here. Move among us. Be guided by the lights of this world and visit upon us.
This is the most clowns I've ever seen.
Spirits, are you here? Make a sound twice if yes. Are you from the Marcel Clown College? Honk twice for yes, once for no. Are you angry? Are you tormented? Can you tell us who did this to you?
Hiya, and welcome to Bergstrom's Bunker. We're families first and everyone's family. What can I get you today?
Side of bacon, thanks.
Okay, got that. You want a coffee?
No.
Alrighty, sir. Well, bad weather, and I'm a little grumpy too today. I don't look forward to those heavy clouds letting loose this afternoon. Anything for the little mister?
I'd like...
Nothing for him.
Okay, well then, mister. I'll have the bacon out in a bit. I get a little snippy, too, when I'm waiting for my breakfast. Don't worry, we'll get it out to you right away.
Cutting tongues, Marcel.
Yes, Papa.
Telling lies, Marcel.
No, Papa.
Okay, Marcel, I know you're lying. I've got cameras everywhere. You see my attic control center?
Yes, Papa.
We need to get a move on. The snow may keep our mine resources, or, I mean, your friends, in place for a few days, but it won't last forever. We need to catch our mimes while we can. A mime in the hand is worth two in the bush. Four mimes in the hand is our family business for the next 5 years. Mime is money, Marcel.
Yes, Papa.
Charades last night was good. Once you got started, they all had potential. And by God, I would love to have a mime who knows Morse code. The next test is to see how they look in berets and striped shirts. There was a debate 3 years ago with that plumber I caught who looked absolutely terrible in beret. Nobody would hire him, but I still had to feed him. So get them in these outfits. I don't care how you have to do it. It's up to you, Marcel. If you can pull this off, these four mimes could be the start of your mime empire, Marcel. Imagine you, the CEO of a miming empire greater than your grandfather or I ever imagined.
Yes, Papa.
And if you can pull this off, it'll make it all worth it. The fires, the clowns maimed, the destruction of our beautiful college. But if you can make miming an empire to last until the end of time, my son, it will be all worth it.
Yes, Papa, I will do it. I will get them in the shirts and deliver them to you tonight. With your permission, of course.
Yes, I will be watching, as always. And I will give you the signal if all the mimes are acceptable. To say you got it, put your mime makeup on and have your tools ready. I'll take it from there.
Yes, Papa. May I have bacon, Papa?
No, not until you've proven you're worthy of it.
I see them too, Elena. More than I've ever seen. Mimes? Clowns? Of all shapes and sizes and ages.
Why are they knocking? What are they trying to do?
It's Morse code! They're saying something. They're trying to tell us. Wait. Sorry, could you do that again? Like a little slower. I'm only in 1,000 level Morse. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so that's M-A-R-C-E-L-R-U-N?
But Marcel's not here.
Shh. They have more to tell us?
So I got R-U-N, F-A-R, F-A-R, and then I lost it. This is much harder than the final listening test, but I suppose they always say it's harder in practice. Oh, okay. So it's A-W-A-Y-F-O-R-M-H-E-R? H-E-R? Her? Run far, far away from her? Her?
I don't know who her is, but maybe it's the babe I disappointed last night. But I feel like when they tell you to run, you gotta run.
Yes, these spirits are absolutely vengeful. The energy in here is honestly so bad and has been the whole time. I'm just feeling very unwelcome.
We could go to the road, wait and see if anyone will pick us up.
We can't hitchhike. Travis, this isn't the late 70s.
Well, maybe we could follow the road, or at least be there when Marcel gets back from the store. I mean, getting to the road is the first step to getting out of here.
Let's go then. I'll grab some blankets. I'm assuming they're up here. Guys, come up here, quick. I've never seen anything like this.
All kinds of cameras on everywhere in the house? It's like campus security.
This seriously freaks me out. The clowns were telling us something, and it would honestly be insane at this point to ignore it. I've learned when a ghostly mime tells you something, you listen. First thing in Spirituality and Healing 1101.
Yeah, we don't need blankets. Let's grab our coats and go.
Hey guys, I got us burgers. They were all out of turnips at the diner. Sorry. Is everything all right? You look pretty shooken up.
Real bad vibes in there, Marcel? Real bad vibes? More ghosts and clowns and mimes than I've ever seen? You do not want to go back in there.
Yeah, it's like the scariest thing I've ever seen. And there were cameras everywhere. I think someone's been watching us.
Wow, I mean, I've heard the rumors and I've never been too partial to this place, but I never imagined ghosts. Did they do anything to you? Did they hurt you?
They told us to run far away from this place, and you know what, bro? I'm ready to run. Forget about the babes.
But they can't talk.
Yeah, they only spoke to us through Morse code. How did you know that?
Well, you know, that's just how ghosts are, you know?
There's no time to talk. We need to just get out of here. Marcel, let's get in the car.
All right, guys, I trust you. Let's get out of here. I'll drive.
Be careful, man. It's getting pretty dark.
Where are we? Why are we stopped?
Yeah, bro, let's keep driving.
It's all good. We'll be safe here. It's my dad's old hunting cabin.
All right, okay, let's get inside.
Jacques, why are you here?
Who's that with you?
Stay silent. It's for the best.
Well, my young mimes, so you think you can run? You think you can hide? Hide from your destiny?
What? What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I know exactly where this is going.
I was like you once, naive, young, talking. I wanted to grow up to star in an amateur improv troupe. But my father, Marcel Marcel Sr., had other plans. A dedicated mimer. He showed me the error of my ways. He trapped me in a glass box for 3 days. No matter how hard I pushed against the sides, I couldn't escape. Finally, my father freed me with his sledgehammer. I saw...
Saw what?
Quiet, young mime! Listen to my tale of woe! The true humor, the true art isn't improv. It isn't clowning, it's miming. I rose to the top, became the best mime I could, but still I lived in my father's shadow. So I moved out here and opened the Marcel Clown College, which quickly became the largest clown college in the world. But with that power came a darkness, and that darkness was clowns. At first, everyone wanted to become a mime, learn from yours truly, but slowly miming fell and clowning rose. Students didn't care about mimes or miming anymore. They wanted to paint smiles on their faces and wear polka dots. Finally, I exacted my revenge. About 21 years ago, to the day, I lured the teachers and students out to the woods under the guise of a pop-up circus. When they'd all gathered, me and my trusty mimes, including my ex-wife slash love Marine, apprehended them. One by one, I cut off their tongues and turned them into mimes forever. But I grow old, and now it's my son's turn to take over and become the king of the mimes. But what is a king without his subjects? And that's where you come in. Out of all the fools my son met at college, he chose you four for your untapped miming abilities. This weekend has been your test, but you've proven surely, and so now the time has come for action. Jacques, restrain them!
No, you can't do this. I will always be a clown. You can't change me.
What?
You are right, young Stephen. Fight for what you believe. Do not accept this life of miming as I have done. Run, all of you, and live your lives as free people, as free clowns. I will fight them off.
Jacques, how dare you betray me? Your master, the master of all mimes, Marcel Marcel Jr. You will rue the day you turned against a Marcel.
Yeah, and you will rue the day you turned against this Marcel too.
Quiet, mime! Now, Jacques, hand over the young mimes.
Over my dead clown body.
The road! And there's a car!
It's so inspiring, all he did for us.
I finally feel free to live my true life as a clown!
I've literally never wanted to be a clown, but okay. You guys are so weird.
Wait. Look, is that a clown car? What's that doing here on a deserted back road in the middle of winter?
Amazing. I learned in Spirituality 3007 that a clown always knows where it's needed. I never thought I would get to experience it in real life, though.
Not again. There's no way we'll all fit in.
Get in, kids!
That is all from Real College Podcast. Thanks to Charter Jacobson, Liv Riggins, Ben Hallam, Tosin Fasimo, Chloe O'Gara, Jacob Qualzak, Nathan Furboy, Jeremiah McCulloch, Fatima Zahra, Maury Swanson, Miranda Shapiro, Hannah Dove, and everyone else who helped out with the radio play. Whether it was editing, script writing, or recording of voices, thank you so much. Real College Podcast is produced by Lizzie Ritchie, Liv Riggins, Ben Hallam, and Nathan Fervoy. Alex Schumacher is the host and managing editor. Real College Podcast is a production of Radio K, and all of our episodes can be found online at radiok.org, as well as on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thanks for listening.